This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I've got a little bit of a warning for you. I curse in today's episode. It is what I consider a mild curse word, the one that's a lot like poop. It's in reference to a quote. So the curse is in a quote. We're talking about the quote. So if you have kiddos in the car, you might want to listen later. Or if you are a particularly sensitive person, just skip it instead of emailing me with your, you know, displeasure. There's a curse in this episode. I'm not a big cuss word person. I do make an attempt to not swear in this podcast, but that is not the case today. So you have been warned. Here's the scoop. This is so worth it. It's worth me swearing and using this swear word multiple times in today's episode. Several months ago, I shared a post from Light Pink on social media. And if you don't know what Light Pink is, I will tell you that it is a brand new, not yet to market, but very soon to market, seltzer company. It is an alcoholic and non-alcoholic wine seltzer company that I am so excited about. I am also an investor in the company, and the reason I invested is because I loved the product. I got a pre-market sample, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the actual booze and non-alcoholic versions today, but I'm sure I'll be sharing more as soon as it is available for you guys. The post is what really got me excited. It said, I was just about to like go into why it got me excited, but let me share it with you first. It said, be addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. And the reason that I love it is because I can relate to how good it feels when you're firing on all cylinders. And I love the notion of just falling in love with that feeling so that you pursue it. Because if you really want to stay connected to that feeling, then it's easier to resist excuses and delays and all of that kind of stuff. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. So several months ago when I saw this post, I did a daily mindset upgrade focused on it. Those are the audio messages I send out via text. And it got a lot of response. A bunch of people were like, yes, I love that. It does feel so good to have your shit together. I'm going to use that and take action accordingly this week. But then a lot of other people were like, I wouldn't know. I've never had my shit together. I don't know. Sounds nice. Can't relate. So I want to dive into this today, whether you fall into the spectrum of, oh my gosh, I love that and I want to use it, which is how I feel, or you're coming from the perspective of, I don't have my shit together. I've never had my shit together. Sounds nice. Moving right along. If you are one of those people that kind of rolls your eyes or just thinks aspirationally, I would love to have it together, but I don't, I want you to lean in. I want you to start there. I want you to engage with this instead of dismissing it. Seize the opportunity, because I think this is where a lot of folks miss out on the opportunity to get better, do better, be better, grow, because they hear something or see something that could inspire them, but instead they have a mini pity party about it. And I don't think you're getting all dramatic, but even to the extent that you kind of roll your eyes and think, must be nice, that's a teensy bit dramatic, and we can eliminate that completely and instead really take action. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. There are lots of areas that this applies to. I don't want you to think about it, and I certainly don't think about it in an all or nothing sense. Either I have my shit together or I don't, because honestly, if I just gave myself an overall do I or don't I kind of assessment, it would be no, because there are likely more areas and more days where I don't have it together than where I do. But the way I want us all to approach this is realizing there are a ton of areas of our life that this can apply to, and we likely have it together in some areas and totally don't have it together in others, and we're sort of in the middle straddling the line in others. The first thing I want you to do is think about areas where either you feel like you have your shit together or you've had it together before and you can kind of relate. So when I reflect back, in fact, I was talking to on the phone to my first husband, my previous husband, the other day, he I guess by the time I'm recording this, it won't be the other day, but recently we had a dog together. He kept the dog when we got divorced. He had to put the dog down. And so very generously, he called me and kind of, we just caught up after he filled me in on the dog and all of that. And so we were exchanging pictures that we had of our dog. I had a bunch of pictures that he didn't have. He had a bunch of pictures that I didn't have. And it was really great. Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. It was really great to go back on them. And one of the pictures that he sent me was of our dog in my office back before I started Primal Potential, when I worked in an office for a company. And behind the dog was sitting in my desk chair, and there's this massive whiteboard on the back wall of my office. And I was so organized. We were coming up to an event when the picture was taken. And so there was so much to be done. I worked in the supplement industry. We were launching a bunch of products. There was literally checklists on checklists for each product of things that had to be done. And I managed a team, so it wasn't all my responsibility. But I was looking on this, and aside from, you know, my cute dog, I was like, whoa, it felt so good to be that organized. So I had these lists on the wall with check boxes. And if somebody on my team got something done, they would come in, they would check it off, they would cross it out. And it just felt so good to have my shit together in that job, because there were so many moving parts. And if I wasn't organized and on top of things, if I didn't have my shit together, it was super overwhelming. I was overwhelmed. My team was overwhelmed. I would go home at night and be overwhelmed. I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking like, oh, I'm going to forget about this and I can't forget about this. And it was awful. So having my shit together in that job made everything easier. I felt more in control. It was easier to get focused day by day, moment by moment. And my team felt way better because there weren't just these things that would sneak up on us and go, oh my gosh, we forgot about this. And then it was a rat race to get it done. And it's not just in my career, because I've certainly career-wise had it together and not had it together. Even as a business owner, there were periods of time where I have it together and periods of time when I don't, but I certainly know what it feels like. Even right now, perfect example, my office is not organized. I do not have my shit together when it comes to my home office. So if you've been listening for a while, you know that my office is on our property, but not in our home. So it's a separate building. We renovated it first when we bought this property, and there's not a bathroom in it. It's not far from the house, so it's not a long walk. But when I was pregnant, both with Dagny and with Roman, I didn't want to work out there because the back and forth to the bathroom was just annoying. So since then, it has become a train wreck. I do not have my shit together. What's worse is most people who use our pool now go through the office. There's other ways in, but kind of the fastest and easiest way is through my office. And it's like, it's embarrassing. It's storage box for boxes of changemakers, journals. The treadmill is in there. All the pool stuff has been stored in there. We've had like coolers and stuff for drinks for the pool because it's really close to the pool. Chris's tools have been in there, but I know what it feels like to have my shit together and to walk in the office and have it feel crisp and clean and organized. I know what that feels like, and it does feel amazing. And the counter side to all of this is, it feels terrible to not have your shit together. And it's not an all or nothing thing. Remember, there are different areas, because I've got my shit together with certain things, but I'll tell you, my office is not one of them, but that is changing. Mark my word. Ask me when this episode airs. Hold me accountable because I still have some time before it airs. I am going to get that together. Finances. When it is all together and organized and you're on top of it, it feels amazing. But have you ever had the situation, and I think this is probably especially true for people who have small businesses, where it's tax time and you don't have your shit together? Oh my gosh, that feels awful. On the flip side, when everything is organized and somebody asks for a document and you know exactly where to find it, that feels so good. Become addicted to how it feels to have your shit together. Now, because I've learned, because I've gotten burned by not having my shit together, I have documents for like my investment properties. Every expense that comes up. Just this morning, I had to pay a homeowner's insurance bill for one of my investment properties. And as soon as I paid it, I tagged the receipt email with the tag for that property. So if I ever look for it, I just search by that tag, it'll come right up. And I opened up my spreadsheet, put the expense in there. So I'm never having to be like, oh crap, it's the end of the year and I've got to nope. I do it as I go and it feels amazing. It feels amazing. Same thing when I was in a rhythm with like CrossFit or with nutrition, it feels amazing. And if you don't know because you feel like you've never had your shit together in any area, that is okay. You get to find out. So that is not a knock on you. That's not a bad thing. You're not at a disadvantage. This is not out of bounds for you. You now have something to create and to look forward to, a new experience that not only you can give yourself, but I would say you should give yourself. So what do we do with this? There's this notion that I was drawn to as soon as I saw it on social media, become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. What do we do with that? Because there's no value in seeing something, hearing something that inspires you if you don't do something with it. But getting in the habit of like, I see something, it inspires me, I like it, I don't just want to save it. I want to put it into action. How do we do that? So I want to break this down for you. Turning this quote on social media, become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together, into a practice. Here's where I suggest you start. And this is what I did. First, brainstorm all the areas of your life that this could apply to. All right? So home organization. You might even want to get more granular than that. You might even want to say like, laundry, the pantry, kids' schedules, you name it. You can get as granular or as macro as you want. My philosophy is the more specific, the better. All right? You don't have to operate that way, but maybe parenting is an area where you could either have your shit together or not. Like, are you organized with the kids' events and schedules? Do you have your shit together when it comes to being intentional about things like family time, individual time with your kids? You know, like if you have got four kids, one-on-one time with each of the four of them. Is that organized or are you kind of flying by the seat of your pants? Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. Career, side hustles, finances. You might separate out like budget versus taxes or something like that. Or maybe you lump it all together. It doesn't matter. Marriage. Just start to break it down. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. Do you know exactly when you're working out and what you're doing this week? Or are you sort of flying by the seat of your pants? And if you get a workout in, you will. And you think, oh, geez, I should work out, but what should I do? Maybe for you, having your shit together is about having that more planned out. So first, the first thing you're going to do is just brainstorm the areas of your life that this could apply to. Your closet, anything, your car maintenance, anything like that. Doctor's appointments. One of the things that I did when I was pregnant was I got all of those doctor's appointments that otherwise might go unnoticed kind of organized. So dermatologist, I made an appointment and then I scheduled one for 1 year later. Eye doctor, I made an appointment and then I scheduled one for 2 years later, just so that I'm not always like, oh my gosh, it's been 5 years since I've been to the eye doctor or the dentist or things like that. So the first step, brainstorm all of the areas that it could apply to. I want you to just have a list. Then what you're going to do is for each thing that you wrote down, ask yourself, what would it look like to have your shit together in that particular area? So if we're talking finances, what would it look like if I had my shit together in the area of my finances? That's where you're going to start. Now, if your first thought is, I don't know, don't stop there. It's okay if that's your first thought. I'm not going to judge you for that. But the worst possible thing you can do is be like, I don't know. Start with what ideas you have. Ask somebody else, right? If I've ever talked about an example here, you could use that. Ask somebody that you know who, or you think, financially has it together. Ask them, like, what are your processes? How do you stay organized? What is your system? Ask 10 people. Not that you're going to try and copy what they do, but at least they're going to start to give you some ideas so you have something in mind other than, I don't know. Google it. financial organization, home organization, career organization, whatever it is that you're looking to improve on, just don't let I don't know be where you stop. So for each area that you wrote down, take just a couple minutes. This is not something that needs to take hours. And brainstorm, what would it look like to have your shit together for each of those areas? And look, we're not tackling all of them at the same time. This is just an exercise to get you thinking about things that you could do or areas where you could improve. That does not mean that we are going to start working on all of them all of the time. If you know me, I am a simple person. If I'm working on one area, I'm not working on 27, right? Because that is just a recipe for misery. So you have all these areas of your life. For me, it's my nutrition, my fitness, my finances, my main business with Primal Potential, my side hustles, my investment properties, finance, etc. What would it look like to have your shit together in that area, or just have your shit more together, not even totally together? So when I think about marriage, if I had my shit together in my marriage, and I don't, but this is the starting point, right? We would have a set night that is date night, because for us right now, that requires having a babysitter more often than not. It's just tricky with an infant to do date night without that, since he wakes up constantly, even if he's down. So we would have like a plan that either my parents or Chris's parents watch Roman on this night and we have date night. And that would be on the calendar. And even if it had to change here or there, like we at least knew that for the next 3 weeks that was planned out. And we knew what we were going to do. Because one of the most frustrating things is like, okay, great, we have somebody to watch Roman. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And then it's like, it's too much effort to figure out what we want to do. We just won't do anything at all. So decide ahead of time, brainstorm three ideas. There you go. You've got it planned out for the next 3 weeks. That's one example of if I had my shit to get even more together, not even totally together, just more together. That's one example. I would encourage you to brainstorm several ideas for each area. Don't limit yourself to just one, but start there. Like if I had a habit established of random acts of kindness for Chris, and I was doing that at least once every single day, that would certainly reflect having my shit more together than currently. Finances. What would it look like if you had your shit together? Just go through that process for each area. All right. Then once you have that done, go through and give yourself a letter grade, or you can grade it anyway. You can do 1 to 10. You can do, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, whatever. I am a simple person. Letter grade A through F is how I did this for myself. Without drama. If you give yourself an F in an area, that is not licensed to be like, I suck. Oh my gosh, this is such a disaster. That is drama. It is draining. It is a waste of energy. It has nothing to do with the solution. Practice. In this demonstration, in this exercise, practice being curious. What's the grade I would give myself without being critical? We are doing this for the sake of improvement. So give yourself credit for the fact that you're looking to improve without inviting any judgment, any criticism, any drama. There are probably going to be areas where you have an F. You know what that means? It means that you get to feel better by making a small incremental improvement. It does not mean that you suck. It does not mean you're a disaster. It does not mean anything negative at all. So leave that judgment out of it. Go through each area and give yourself a letter grade. Like I would give myself a solid F for my office. That's okay. It's not bad. It's just an awareness of where I have room for improvement. And you know what? That's not even my first improvement area. Because the next step, after you have given yourself a letter grade or a number grade or a star rating, however you want to do it, in each of those areas, ask yourself, okay, which area, if I were to improve it dramatically or even in a slight way, would make my life better? So what's the area where it's going to have the greatest payoff in terms of my health or my happiness or my quality of life? You get to pick. Doesn't have to be all three. Which area, if I were to improve it, would have the most impact on me? In any area, in my happiness, in my quality of life, in my relationships, whatever is most important to you. And that's where you're going to start. okay? You're not going to start by trying to do a 180-degree shift in your behavior or your patterns, just an incremental one. But the first thing you've got to do is reflect back on all the areas. You don't have to start with the one where you have the worst grade. Like for me, my office, probably where I'm doing the worst in these areas that I looked at. That doesn't mean I'm going to start there because you know what? Having my office organized isn't really going to have a significant impact on me right now because I'm not working out there. Yeah, sure, when people walk through it to get to the pool, I cringe. But like not cringing because it's clean and beautiful, is that going to have a significant impact on my health, my happiness, my quality of life? No. So while I do want to work on it, it's not where I'm going to start. All right? So you might be starting in an area where you gave yourself a B, but an A would really change the game. Or an area where you gave yourself a C, but a B would make you feel so much better, or it would accelerate your progress towards one of your goals. All right? Then the next step is, for that area you chose, where an improvement would make the biggest impact on your health, on your happiness, or your quality of life, or all of the above, what's an improvement that you could make today? You don't have to clear everything off your calendar and spend your entire day in that area. Maybe for you, it's home organization. If you went from a D to a B, that would just take so much stress off your plate. All right, that does not mean we need to cancel all the plans for the weekend and, you know, go through everything and make everybody work on it. But like, what's one thing you could do that would make you feel better? Maybe it's gathering up all of the laundry from each of the rooms and starting to work through it. You're going to do 2 loads of laundry today. You're going to gather everything up from all the rooms, and you're going to do 2 laundry loads, period, the end. Just pick one thing. What is an improvement in that area you selected that you could make today? Any big idea, we can break it down into these simple steps, but we want to make sure that whatever it is we choose to do, whatever improvement we choose to focus on today, it's going to make an impact. Where we can lose a lot of energy is investing in areas of our life that an improvement would not make a huge difference. Like, I would really love to spend an entire day getting my office clean and organized, but is that going to make me less stressed? Not really. Is it going to improve my business? No. Is it going to improve my finances? No. Is it going to improve my marriage? No. So even though it would feel good to get that done and cross it off the list, it's not where the highest ROI is. And there are so many of us that work off to-do lists, and cleaning the office is on the to-do list, and so we do it. But at the end of the day, we haven't made our relationships better. We haven't made our health better. We just did this thing that was on the list. Let's make sure that we are using our time in a way that makes us feel better, that improves our lives in a way that matters to us, not in a way that doesn't matter at all. All right, or matters very little. So make sure that you're going to have this big long list of ideas when you're done. Make sure that you're starting with the one that is going to make the most positive impact on your life. And then very simply ask yourself in that area, what is one improvement I can make today? And then get in a habit, establish a habit of asking yourself that question and taking action on the answer every day. In this area that I selected, what is the improvement that I can make today? And then maybe once a month, go back through this process so that you're seeing, did I make progress? In an area where I gave myself a D, do I now have a C? And you know what? Now that means I feel so much better about that area that I actually need to focus on another one. Because this area that maybe last month wasn't very significant and improving it wouldn't make a huge difference in my health, in my happiness, in my overall quality of life. Now, because of the improvement I made, it's better. So guys, this can't be something that we just do once. This is something we want to do very regularly. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together, but understand that that's not a yes, I have it together or no, I don't have it together kind of thing. Assess the areas of your life. How are you doing? How could you make it better? Of all of the areas where you could improve, where would improvement make the most positive impact right now? And what can I do about that today? And really establish this as a monthly audit that you do. In fact, put it on your calendar right now. Maybe you do it at the end of every month. The last Saturday or the last Sunday of every month, you sit down, you take 20 minutes, should not take you longer than 20 minutes, and you go through this process. What are all of the areas of my life where I could or should have my shit together, or I want to have my shit together? all right, for each of those areas, what would that look like? Then assess yourself. How am I doing? Give yourself a number or a star rating or a letter grade. Where would I have the most positive impact from making an improvement? And then what can I do about it today? Establish this as a monthly audit. And I'm telling you right now, your productivity, your success, your organization will go through the roof. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. If you are not part of the Primal Potential Facebook group, head over there. It's a free group. Join us. Let me know what you think about this, where you're going to start, how the audit went for you. Let me know, because I would love for this to, we could really learn from each other based on what we could do to improve different areas. So let's turn this into a really productive and valuable conversation for all of us over in the Primal Potential Facebook group. I will see you there. I hope you have an amazing day. Become addicted to the feeling of having your shit together. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.